91X News.
It's 2 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Fleming. Canada's finance minister says the country's strong economy allows officials to push for a better deal in ongoing negotiations for a new North America free trade agreement. Bill Morneau says the government's latest budget included measures to expand trade around the world, and the financial plan is fiscally responsible, which means Canada can hold out for a better deal on NAFTA.
Are there challenges? Yes. Do we need to be prepared to deal with them? Yes. We think that having our economy in the best possible position is the place from which we can do that, make decisions in a measured way, considering all the facts at hand, and that's what I'll commit that we're going to do.
Morneau says Canada will stay firm in the negotiations, but the government does see steps forward. 4 years later, Trenton resident Frank Myers is still fighting. Myers was in the news in a big way in 2014 when his farm was bulldozed for CFB Trenton to make room for a training center that would be used by an elite unit called Joint Task Force 2. Today, there was another rally. Lindsay Heron reports.
4 years ago, Frank Myers had dozens of supporters out with him at all hours, leading up to the demolition of his family farm across the tracks on Myers Creek Road. At 90, he sees rocks on his land from his house. He's still fighting. Today, however, there was more media than supporters. Rally organizer Lori Tannehill says support has been mixed over the years.
There's people that see the big picture. They see that Frank isn't just fighting for his land. They understand that it's everybody's land in general, because once farmland is destroyed, it's gone. You cannot get it back. And the government continuously expropriates and lets farms go to back to regular nature state or dumps rock on them. And this is where people's food comes from. And I don't know that they see that.
Myers says he's still bitter, partly because his family has been on the land for 220 years.
Well, the support is all right and everything, but the military's not going to do nothing. They're just going to keep on doing what they're doing. Military is free to do anything they want, no matter where it is.
In 2014, Myers told QNET News that he regretted signing the papers as soon as he walked out. He was given an ultimatum: sign and get some compensation or have his property seized. Since then, he has refused to cash the check and has given it back several times. Lindsay Heron, QNET News, Trenton.
Loyalist students hosted a fundraiser Sunday that helped Quinte Immigration Services, but it also helped bring the community closer together. It's called the Live Bookshelf. Becky McMullen has the story.
I had been feeling sick for a few weeks and finally went to the doctor.
You don't need a library card to access the Human Library. It's an organization that aims to end stigma and prejudice. Public relations and management students use that as inspiration for their own live bookshelf event. There were five different stories told, for many different reasons. Kate Boudereau told the story about being a teen mother and the struggles that come with that. She said that her struggle didn't stop her from following her dreams.
I know that there's a lot of, you know, young parents in this area and teen moms, and I just don't want people to think that they can't achieve their dreams and their goals just because they're having a kid.
Holly Marshall organized the event with other PR students.
We actually heard about the Human Library, which is a similar project. We talked about it in class and watched a video, and we decided, hey, that might be kind of a cool idea for a fundraiser.
People who are the live books of the event tell a story about something from their past, whether it's recent or years ago.
Like the idea of breaking down barriers and getting people to tell their stories.
It took place in the break room in downtown Belleville because of the relaxed environment.
Chose the break room because we knew that it would have a nice vibe and be welcoming, and we really just wanted it to be laid back and comfortable for everyone involved.
But as Becky McMullen, QNET News, Belleville.
She asked while I sat there, is she sure the baby is yours? As if I was invisible.
One of the highlights of this year's DocFest was a filmmakers panel with three female filmmakers. Tess Gerard, a local documentary filmmaker, was joined by Shonda Chavon, a Canadian documentary filmmaker, writer and educator, and Julia Barnes, a young filmmaker who made her first award-winning film at 16 years old. During the panel, they talked about their craft, struggles in the world of journalism, and the hot topic of women's empowerment in the film industry. Chavon says the equality should be that equality should be everyone's concern, even if it's hard to find your role in the movement.
But it's hard to figure out sometimes how to be an ally in this movement when it doesn't feel like your movement. So I think that there are ways that we can be supportive, but it's not necessarily ours to lead. So we don't want a women's movement that's led by men. Like, that would be ridiculous. We want them as allies and supporters. We want them working in solidarity, offering help, but not kind of leading the way, letting us lead the way.
The DocFest Organizing Committee hopes to expand the panel for future festivals. A popular TV science personality put Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the spot today to explain Canada's approval of the Kinder Morgan pipeline. American scientist Bill Nye asked Trudeau to explain the Kinder Morgan decision in front of university students, telling reporters later that he was surprised no one in the audience asked about pipelines.
The pipeline is, in the big picture, bad, but in this short, medium term, what are you going to do?
Nye, best known as the host of the 1990s PBS show Bill Nye the Science Guy, cited a study done by a scientific group called the Solutions Project that concluded Canada could live entirely without fossil fuels if it acted to fully embrace renewable energy sources. That's QNET News on 91X 2406. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit is expanding services to serve you better. Introducing Route 11, a new and flexible 7 days a week late night service designed to get you where you need to go right up to midnight. Whether you're out and about for pleasure, shopping, or work, you can now get to where you need to go safely and efficiently. And that's not all. Route 11 is flexible so that you can prearrange a pickup and drop off at a designated bus stop anywhere in the city. Just call Belleville Transit at 613-968-5888 before 4 p.m. to confirm your ride. Belleville Transit, now more than ever, wherever life takes you.
Ontario has passed concussion safety legislation designed to protect amateur athletes and educate coaches about the dangers of head injuries. The bill, called Rowan's Law for a 17-year-old girl who died from rugby injuries, passed with all-party support today. It establishes removal from sport and return-to-sport protocols for players to ensure they are taken out of a game if they are suspected of having a concussion. Under the law, coaches and teachers will also be required to review online resources that help them identify and manage concussions in players. The bill also includes a concussion code of conduct that would set out rules of behavior to minimize concussions while playing sports. The Wellington Dukes return to action tonight as they take on the Pickering Panthers in Game 3 of their playoff series. The Dukes are up 2-0 in that series. The Trenton Golden Hawks will travel to Aurora Wednesday to take on the Aurora Tigers in the third game of their playoff series. Trenton trails Aurora 2-0. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. tonight for the Dukes and 7:30 on Wednesday for the Golden Hawks. There are 9 games around the NHL tonight, but only 2 feature Canadian teams. The Winnipeg Jets continue their Eastern Conference road trip with a stop at Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Rangers, and the Montreal Canadiens visit the New Jersey Devils. In other action, Detroit faces Boston, Vegas travels to Columbus, Florida plays Tampa Bay, Minnesota hosts Carolina, Dallas faces Nashville, Colorado heads to Chicago, and Washington battles Anaheim. The Toronto Raptors are on a roll heading into their home game against Atlanta tonight. They've won 4 straight and are looking to restore their own 2-game lead over the Boston Celtics for first place in the Atlantic Division and the Eastern Conference. Boston beat the Chicago Bulls 105-89 last night, cutting Toronto's lead to 1.5 games. Action continues today at the Tim Hortons Brier in Regina. Defending champion Brad Gushue and his rink from St. John's, Newfoundland, look to improve to 5-0 when they face Nova Scotia in the afternoon draw. Jamie Murphy, Murphy's Halifax foursome, enters the contest with 2 wins and 2 losses. The morning's results have left Gushue's rink as the only undefeated team in the tournament. The Williams sisters were the headliners Monday night in the tiebreak tens tournament in Madison Square Garden. It was an 8-woman event in which all matches were 10-point tiebreakers instead of the usual games and sets. Following her loss to Elena Svitolina of Ukraine, Venus Williams says it was an intense match.
There were a lot of fast-paced, action-packed points. I just wasn't on the winning end of them.
Svitolina dominated the event, winning 17 straight points to win the $250,000 prize. Matt Forte plans to retire from football as a member of the Chicago Bears. The 2-time Pro Bowl running back told NBC Sports Chicago that he will sign a 1-day contract so he can officially go out as a Bear. Forte announced last week he is calling it a career after 10 seasons in the NFL. Forte spent his first 8 seasons with Chicago and his last 2 with the New York Jets. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, mainly cloudy with a high of +3. Tonight, periods of rain or snow changing to periods of snow this evening and ending overnight, then cloudy with 30% chance of flurries. Snowfall amount, 2 centimeters. The low is 0. At 410, it's 2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mike Fleming. News on 91X, next.